Baruch Hashem Adonai, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my beautiful wife and very best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
And blessings to all our friends, and much thanks for tuning in. Tonight we will be looking at a very significant date on the Hebrew calendar. But first, let's bow our hearts in prayer.
Abba, Father, we extol you and thank you for your great gift of your word. For your Son, Yeshua, is the word and the only true light to shine in this current world. And because you live in us, let our light so shine to pierce the enemy and shatter the darkness. We pray healing on the suffering who are called by your name, and pray supernatural comfort to your church who trust in you alone as we stand on your word and fear not, regardless of what we see. We plead the blood for the salvation of our loved ones. We pray for our leaders who are pursuing true democracy. May you impel them and grant them supernatural protection during these turbulent times. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, any significant news?
Well, the new prime minister and right-wing nationalist of Israel, Naftali Bennett, says he will be the one to get the third temple going.
Well, maybe that's why he's there.
Yes, to fulfill prophecy. But he had better hurry, because remember they had to join parties, including an Arab party, to gain enough seats in order to oust Netanyahu. Therefore, Bennett now shares leadership for 2 years by splitting the time with Yair Lapid, who in the meantime is the foreign minister, till it's time for him to take the lead in 2023.
So, more signs. We're leaving soon.
Well, the temple is a big sign, but that does not have to be constructed before the rapture of the church. But an even more important big sign is then, well, at least on the table, a peace agreement where Israel gives the Palestinians East Jerusalem for their capital of their own state. And it will just be waiting to be confirmed with signatures as soon as we leave. And, you know, that's the covenant of the Daniel 9:27 that actually begins the 7 years of Jacob's trouble, likely on a Yom Kippur, their Day of Atonement, which will really be a slap in God's face, by the way. But this year is September 15th from sundown until the 16th at sundown. So Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets, is September 6th at sundown till the 8th at sundown.
We'll be addressing all that very soon.
Mm-hmm. We are very sure of that.
Are we seeing any of the agreement coming forward, coming together?
Well, not much openly, that is. But the Orthodox Prime Minister Bennett has been, due to the prodding of the Biden administration, talking a lot with Egypt and Jordan, which are the two countries that are not in the Abraham Accords. So, at the proper time, perhaps both groups could just easily join together. But also keep in mind, in 2023, the more secularist Yair Lapid will be prime minister, and I think he would probably agree to just about anything.
Even giving away East Jerusalem?
Oh, certainly more than Bennett would.
Mm-hmm.
But what is really interesting is that Sunni Saudi Arabia and Jordan have started to bend with none other than Shia Iran.
Now, that's a big thing.
Oh, huge. Which is why Israel is making very nice with Jordan these days, even promising them more water from Israel in the hopes of making them less dependent on Iran. So we are starting to see the Persian/Iran power rise for the future fulfillment of Ezekiel 38. You know, all these new leaders, as in the United States, Israel, and Iran, have been put there for a reason, and my guess is to fulfill prophecy.
You know, it's just amazing to be alive right now.
Oh, amen.
Okay, another big sign is the destruction of Damascus, Isaiah 17.
Oh, yes, that's a big one, but doesn't really have to be fulfilled before we leave, but very soon after, because by verse 4, the tribulation has begun.
And welcome to the future.
I know, right? Because in the recent Gaza war, that was in May, for the first time, the IDF was utilizing more sophistication in that they began using swarms of drones in battle because drones can communicate using artificial intelligence to send back data so to target the hotspots in direct pinpointed airstrikes against their enemies.
So it's like an unmanned aerial system.
Indeed. And Gaza was the first in the trial run.
Well, we saw that Hamas did ask for a pretty quick ceasefire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they knew they couldn't compete then. But that probably will change as Iran grows in this field as well. And they do provide for Hamas. Anyway, the next few years will be even more exciting for the church as we watch so much more coming together. And don't forget, Jesus said in Matthew 24 that the generation that sees the fig tree blossom,
which scholars believe happened in 1948.
Right. When they became, once again, a recognized nation, and that some would still be around to see the culmination of all these things. You know, he had just revealed, as we read often in Matthew 24. It's also interesting that Psalm 90 verse 10 says that the average days of our lives is between 70 to 80 years.
So perhaps by 2028.
Sure seems likely. And here's a gold nugget. Only twice before has Israel enjoyed sovereignty. First was David and his son Solomon, which was 40 years each, equaling 80 years.
And the second was the Hasmoneans.
Yeah, the Hasmoneans, right. Who, if you remember, defeated Antiochus Epiphanes, and they lasted almost 80 years as well, till Rome came along. So it makes sense that this time of 80 years right now fits the mold as well.
So does the 80 years include tribulation?
Well, that is the million-dollar question. We can certainly hope so.
Amen.
Anyhow, Israel is delaying tourism right now because COVID is rising again, as it is slowly rising over here too. Therefore, they have their excuse to really push hard for everyone to get vaccinated.
Even might go door to door.
Again, using more fear, threatening us this time using the Delta variant coming to those that are not vaccinated. And sadly, we are not surprised, and we have actually written about a probable release of another bioweapon many times. For we know that this is just never going to end. And by the way, that's been confirmed according to a so-called defector from China. And, you know, I'm never sure if they're real whistleblowers or sent here just to threaten us.
Anyhow, that will mean more inoculations.
Mm-hmm. As well, they want to keep us masked up. In fact, did you know that all satanic rituals, particularly initiations, that they all stand 6 feet apart, which is the number of man, and they wear masks to cover God's creation. You know, the movie Eyes Wide Shut also depicts this scenario.
Wow.
Yeah. So now we know.
And the word is out that the formula for these so-called vaccines had already been patented.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and ready to go into producing them for delivery by the Pharmakia, Revelation 18:23. And I just read where some honest scientists have found that the nanoparticles in these shots contain graphene oxide, which is a very dangerous, slow-working, accumulative poison. Wow, that is used basically as a conductor to amplify the mRNA. And a lot is starting to come out about Dr. Fauci and the NIH that the gain-of-function research for these dangerous shots actually did begin in the United States with our tax dollars before it was forced to move to China.
But the left don't report that.
Nope. Because they're still putting Jesuit Fauci on a pedestal.
Which he loves.
That is an understatement. Meanwhile, Biden keeps warning Russia to stop their people from hacking us. But is everything always Russia's fault?
China could also be the culprit.
Yes, even if they hired some hacks from Russia, China probably has a hand in it. And Biden is so very compromised, he will never, at least aggressively, blame China for anything.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we are currently doing some extra research, people, on China for our next newsletter. And it is no joke. China really does want to take down America. And our leftist leaders are aiding and abetting our downfall, which, as we often remind you, is prophesied in Jeremiah 30:11.
If America ever fails, it will fall from within.
Well, now, that's a famous quote by Abraham Lincoln himself, and we're seeing it firsthand. And because of the obvious signs and a huge increase in anti-Semitism, more Jews are leaving the United States.
You know, it's also prophesied in Scripture.
Oh, many times, yes. Aliyah, for their ultimate salvation.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Now, we can fly into outer space now if you are a billionaire, as we saw Richard Branson do last week. And apparently Elon Musk is about to do it perhaps this week.
Daniel 12, knowledge will increase.
Mm-hmm. Well, injustice is being poured out, especially upon the approximately 100 protesters from January 6th that are still being held in jail without bail on a charge of, like, trespassing or disorderly conduct. They're mere misdemeanors, and their trials can be held up and not be ready for a year on a actually nothing burger charge to ruin their lives because they supported Trump.
It's all political.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't even let a young man go to his father's funeral, who was a vet, by the way. And we get little information because they say they can't comment on an open investigation. But Black Lives Matter and Antifa were sprung immediately.
And even Kamala Harris was asking for money to pay their bail.
I know. But Biden wants to go after guns instead of the criminals who use them.
You know, criminals will always get guns.
Right. They do not obey the laws. Hello, knock, knock. Is there a brain in there?
Of course there is. And it's demonic.
Yes, it is. Anyway, I think we should move on. We're running out of time.
Okay, be sure to send our end time comments or end time questions to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office. But be sure to leave your phone number with your detailed message too, 440-834-9006, and we will call you back if you leave a message with your phone number. Or you can reach us by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And yes, we do need help, your help to stay on the air. Your love offerings are needed and greatly appreciated. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters, all archived for your added learning.
Thank you, dear. Okay, as we said last week, the Orthodox Jews are in a 3-week solemn period that began on the 17th of Tammuz.
This year fell on June 27th.
Mm-hmm. That leads up to a very devastating time in history when some horrendous events occurred on the 9th of Av.
Which this year is Saturday, July 17th.
Mm-hmm, this Saturday. From sundown to sundown on the 18th. And tonight, we're going to go over the many very sad events beginning with the 17th of Tammuz.
When Moses broke the tablets of the law.
That's right. When he returned 40 days after the very first Pentecost and saw them worshiping the calf. So as a result, 3 weeks later, 3,000 died on the 9th of Av.
But you might say God made up for that.
Yes, you could definitely say that, for it records in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, that 3,000 were saved at Pentecost.
So on the also on the 17th of Tammuz, the Babylonians broke through the walls of Jerusalem.
Yes, getting ready to destroy Solomon's temple.
Which they did 3 weeks later.
Mm-hmm, on the 9th of Av. Mm-hmm. And another event on the 17th of Tammuz was when the Romans began to catapult large boulders on the Temple Mount, killing an enormous numbers of priests, and then 3 weeks later, burned down their temple.
On the 9th of Av in 70 A.D.
But I also thought it quite interesting and actually some good news for America. It was on the 17th of Tammuz in 1776 that the Declaration of Independence was announced on our July 4th.
Breaking our bonds to Britain.
Mm-hmm. Which opened up a home for the many Jewish refugees, which thereby blessed America, as we read in Genesis 12:3.
I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
So why has he blessed America?
Because we have, for the most part, been kind to the Jews.
Mm-hmm. But now we see some congresswomen who were elected from Americans who hate the Jews and Israel and are actually cursing them. Anti-Semitism, as we already said, is on the rise. Okay, so both temples were destroyed on the 9th of Av, which is the top reason for their mourning. So let's look at what else happened on the 9th of Av.
Well, we'll need to go back to Numbers chapter 4.
14? Yes. Mm-hmm. About the 12 spies returning with their negative report.
Not trusting their God to go take care of the land of Canaan.
That was on the 9th of Av, and it cost them 40 more years in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. So jumping now to the first century, an exact year after their temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, so it was 71 AD, and on the 9th of Av, Jerusalem was plowed as a field in preparation of making the city into a Roman colony, as prophesied to Israel by Micah. Honey, please read that. It's chapter 3, verses 11 and 12.
Her leaders judge for a bribe. Her priests teach for a price. And her prophets practice divination for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No harm can come upon us. Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field. Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruins, and the mountain of the temple like the bare hills of the forest.
And so it was on the 9th of Av. Then exactly 65 years after the destruction of their temple, again on the 9th of Av in 135 A.D., there was a destruction by the Romans of the false prophet Bar Kokhba, Jewish army, killing 580,000 Jewish soldiers.
And many others by fire and famine.
Yes, a very bloody scene, according to the historians of the day.
A lesson America should take to heart.
Mm, I agree. But few know the history of America, let alone Israel.
Touche.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, since history repeats itself, as it says in Ecclesiastes 1, this event was a double fulfillment of Isaiah 7:8. His first fulfillment was the Assyrian captivity of the northern tribes exactly 65 years after Isaiah gave it, and it was fulfilled in 721 B.C.
So the Bar Kokhba event was a second fulfillment.
Mm-hmm, yes, also 65 years after the destruction of their temple. Maybe you should read that real quick because we're running out of time. Isaiah 7:8, just do B.
Within 65 years, Ephraim,
which is Israel to the north,
will be shattered to be a people.
Mm-hmm. Also on the 9th of Av in 1290 England, they expelled all the Jews where then many fled to Spain.
And then the British Empire's prosperity went downhill.
It did. Finally, in 1657, they were granted resettlement. And go figure, the empire's prosperity and world power rose significantly. Now, this power only lasted until they reversed their promise to give the Jews their national homeland in 1920.
It was this decision that contributed to the Holocaust.
Yes, 6 million Jews being savagely persecuted and murdered, for they were without a homeland in which to flee.
So this time, England lost her complete empire.
Finally, as you know, Israel received her land, but it was only 17% of territory of what was originally promised. Now you think Spain would have learned from England? But in 1492, also on the 9th of Av, Spain expelled the Jews, about 800,000 of them, and almost immediately Spain's fortunes began to decrease. Again, remember Genesis 12:3. And did you know that Christopher Columbus was a Jew who converted to Catholicism to avoid anti-Semitism, but kept Judaism in his heart, as did many other converts, and they were called actually the Muranos. You could look that up. Well, it was also this day, again on the 9th of Av, they all boarded the ships to come to America, and yes, he brought many Jews with him. And something else happened on the 9th of Av in 1914, World War I, which forced Jews to migrate to Israel. God said he'd bring them home by hook or by crook, and that did set the stage for the dramatic events for the creation of a recognized Jewish state of Israel in 1948. And we have one more. I'm sure there are even more than this, but also on the 9th of Av in 1942, there was the mass deportation of Jews from Warsaw to Treblinka extermination camp. Now, I just got to tell you, the odds of all this happening is like one in around 800 zillion. It could only be God. And once again, proof, he is a date setter. And in the fullness of time, all will be fulfilled. And if you have any doubts, if they come to your mind, you got to dismiss it at once. They are thoughts from the evil one. So let me ask you, how do you stand up to today's unwavering worldly peer pressure? Are you being complacent when you see error? How do you respond? By tolerance, silence, or even compromising what you know to be against God's principles? You do have the ability to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and through His Word, which gives you that power to be strong in the face of evil. Be honest with yourself. Do you only run to God when you're going through something? Or do you praise Him and thank Him every chance you get? Praying unceasingly. I hope that's you. And if you don't know the Lord, you better do it quick because we're running out of time. I leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in ways that you don't even know about. And of course, that's Psalm 122, verse 6. So God bless you. Talk about the Lord this week, and I'll be with you next week, God willing. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.